Welcome back to episode, I don't know, of the Just Rated Podcast. Hit the intro. Welcome back. Just Rated, the number six, the 69th podcast in the world.
That's not true.
It's a true number. Cool. What are we trying today?
The Mexican pizza.
From Taco Bell.
In my opinion, kind of racist.
What? It just looks like nachos.
It is nachos.
In the shape of pizza.
Nachos.
So, nachos is safe. It's like a taco with stuff on the top.
Oh, there's two layers? No way.
Yeah, you didn't realize that? There's meat in the middle.
Okay, ready?
There's a lot of meat, too. We love
meat. Grab a slice.
Mexican wait, pizza? Mine's not ripping apart.
It smells like...
Three, two, one. Just rate it.
Oh.
Mushy.
Ew.
You don't like it?
Okay, that was the Mexican pizza from Taco Bell. Let's get right into it. We don't like to waste our viewers' time. Interesting flavors.
Oh, gosh.
I agree.
Mushy. It had a mushy texture. I think that was the beans.
Mushy.
Mushy. Like, you bite into it, just kind of this gritty.
There's no crunch at all. It's just like your feet. Your feet.
Feet?
Yeah.
Your feet just like. I don't think I want to think about feet when I'm eating a Mexican pizza.
But I bet you Taco Bell makes this with their feet, honestly. It's disgusting.
It wasn't that bad, but.
You bite down and it's like you didn't even hit anything. It's like
there wasn't like a
it's
solid...
like you're going through like nothing, and it's just eroding on your teeth.
Eroding, word of the day.
Can you eat this?
No. Hey. There was like a solid. It was like no solid in there. Like it was all just like slop.
I really like the chip thing.
All right, let's listen, guys.
It added some good flavors though.
Great.
Why'd you take it back out?
Ew. Oh, gosh. This thing's disgusting, man.
That sound.
The meat is just like, it's like dog food. It looks like dog
food. Okay, that's a little harsh.
It looks like dog food. I'll show you guys.
We gotta have an honest rating. Can't be
look
too
at
harsh.
That.
Hold on.
Okay, that does kind of look like dog
food. It literally looks like dog food.
Hold it up.
If you peel it back the curtains, you reveal Taco Bell's disgusting dog food.
Look at that.
You know what? I'm gonna start off, okay? One more bite.
Who said this was good?
Okay.
Definitely not me.
Do you actually like this?
I used to.
On the Just Rated Podcast, we like to be not biased and be honest with our ratings. I think my co-stars may have exaggerated a tiny bit. It wasn't that bad. It was a little mushy. It had some good flavors, though. I'm gonna give it, overall, as a total item. I don't know what to compare this to. I'll give it a 7.1.
That is really high.
7.1.
Right, I'm gonna go next.
It wasn't that bad.
That is sad.
Flavors were there.
I don't even know what the sauce is on the top. It kind of looks like Jell-O, and then it's cheese, and then it has what is it? Is that
tomato?
Pico?
No, I think
tomato. Yeah, tomato. Which is in pico. Okay, the meat is disgusting. It's like when you bite into this thing, it's like it dissolves, but not in a good way. It's not like a chocolate chip cookie that melts on your tongue. This is disgusting. I don't know.
No, yeah.
Every time I bite into the wait, let me take it.
All right, besides the consistency, the flavors are pretty good. I think the flavors are pretty good.
I personally hate beans. My honest review is that I love the chip or the thing that it's made out of.
Yep, chips.
But other than that, the cheese is kind of good. It's melted on there, which is nice. But the meat and the beans. And the sauce, I don't enjoy. So I'm going to go with a 1.7.
Wow.
That is really bad.
Now I'm thinking of dog food when I'm eating it. It sucks, bro. All right. I'm gonna have to agree with Ethan on this one. The meat and the beans is not the best. And I'm going to rate this a flat 2.
It's just soft.
2.
It's like soft. I think that's a perfect way to describe this. It's soft.
You're soft, kid.
Not like that, but like.
Maybe I'm a little too generous, but I don't know.
You gave it a 7.2.
No,
7.1.
That's quite a bit. And the you put that above the crunch wrap, didn't you?
It was like, it was an 8 zone, so yeah. I think a 7 is not bad for this. I mean, the flavor was pretty good. I think the average is probably going to be really good.
3.6.
3.6. Like, I mean, like, good as in good. Oh, right below
the
B-style fries, which I disagree with. I would not eat the B-style fries again. The sauce is...
I wouldn't eat this again. I would never.
You don't like the B-style fries?
The sauce is...
Like, well, I'm saying I'd rather have that than this.
Yeah. The sauce on the B-style fries was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah, you guys.
I don't even remember them, honestly.
Right. Yeah. One thing I will say,
it was a fry, so I mean.
Like, I think to make this a good item is if they replace the beans with, like, I don't know, sour cream or something, and then they made the meat a little bit more solid. I think it would be
like,
more.
If that good meat.
More meat.
Good meat. Replace the beans with sour cream. I think this could be like a solid.
Sour meat. Cream.
Sour cream.
It's in the crunch wrap.
Why'd you say sour cream? Why'd you emphasize
this? Why do you want sour cream?
What could have they added?
Sour cream. What do you have against sour cream?
I don't know. I'm not a big sour cream guy.
Sour cream makes everything better, dude.
No, it doesn't.
The nice coolness.
You like sour cream?
Sour cream, wasn't it on the
Crunch Wrap? The only time I really liked it was on the Crunch Wrap.
Yeah, that's like it.
No, sour cream, it goes with nachos, tacos. And this is nacho. Okay, well, my co-stars here don't have as much.
I'm not a big Mexican food guy.
I like all food, pretty much. So, let's take a sip before we move on to the next item, because that was a 3.6, in case we didn't get that point across. Let's take a sip from a tray mug you get from our merch shop. Very fancy. Okay. Cinnabon Delights.
Everybody.
Secondary item.
Touch buns.
3, 2, 1. You crushed mine.
Oh.
Creamy.
Well, I actually really enjoyed that. It was very cinnamon. It had a good amount of cinnamon, not too much, but there was a good amount. And it was it wasn't too sugary. And Cole's laughing over there, so I really liked it. It was well rounded, very sugary, not too sugary, good amount of cinnamon. Didn't skimp out on that, which is good. I gave the cinnamon mini rolls like a 9.3 or something. So I'm going to give it a 8.8 because I think the cinnamon rolls were better.
8.8?
Yep, 8.8.
Okay, I really want to think this through with the chemistry because I tend to be a little too generous with these ratings. I want to be honest because it's kind of a eye-opener when they rated it 1.7 and I rated it 7.1. Or one. What did you rate it? 1.7?
I gave it a
1. You gave it like a 1.
Wait, we reversed it.
And he gave you a 2.
So we literally did the opposite.
Two, yeah. Oh, yeah?
Guys, we're literally.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Wow. Anyway, so first thing to notice, can I have one as a demonstration? Okay, as you can see, it's decent size. This is the size of my eyeball. This is the size of the donut.
No, that is not the size of your eyeball.
No,
your eyeball's way bigger.
I said this is the size of my eyeball.
Wow.
This is the size of the donut. There's the comparison. It was nice. It has like a nice crisp feel to it, if you can't tell, but it's also soft at the same time.
Look. Here, wait, knock on it. Oh, you squeeze it. No, squeeze it.
No.
Don't squeeze it. Don't squeeze it.
On the inside, at first bite, you might not notice, but on the second bite, you'll notice there's a lot of warm cream at the bottom. Pause. And overall, altogether, that's a good combination. Crispiness, softness, cream, warmth. Good size, too. Proportion. Nice price. Nice value.
Dude, what are you explaining, bro?
Talking about the Cinnabons. These are good. But there's nothing, like, too unique about
cinnamon
them.
Cinnamon twist.
We gave the cinnamon twist.
What is that?
Cinnamon twist?
Yeah, was that here?
From Taco Bell, yeah.
I remember those.
It's Taco Bell. Oh, stuff. These are better than those.
Yeah, we gave cinnamon twist. 9.13.
I don't really agree with that rating yet.
And these have more flavor. No, they were pretty good. But these have more flavor.
I like those more.
I say these are better, for sure.
I think they give it a 9.2. It's pretty good.
What are the...
9.13.
Okay. So right above them. They're pretty...
Yeah, I was looking at those. I made my...
Cool.
Is it?
Yep. It is.
Anyways, I think I'm just going to get straight to the rating. There's not too much to talk about because they already, you know.
Explained it pretty well.
Yes. Anyways, what'd you rate it?
8.8.
I'm going to give it an 8.9.
All right.
Respect, respect. Okay, I just read a calculator. Let's see the official rating.
Mr. Ethan?
8.9. Well, I guess
8.97.
8.97 is the official rating, which on this old board, which is not updated. But what did you say it was?
8.97.
That is 8.9. Right above the Spicy Lover's Pizza.
Ooh.
That's below. That's
right above it.
It's 9.0. Oh, I think.
So it's 6th on this outdated board, which we'll fix. I think the Cinnabons are pretty good. I don't think we really need to add anything to that. Any final notes?
No.
Who knows what we'll rate next? We'll see you next time on Just Rate It.
Yeah.